we were expecting that this was going to happen. We were just waiting for when. So I'm not surprised that he has. I'm also not surprised that he has faced several legal troubles, but has still continued to survive them. Remember, he was impeached twice and survived, right? He was charged and sued and survived. So former President Donald Trump has been facing various trials, including the one in the New York court, and has continued to be surviving so far. And if you look at the Republican field on the campaign, he is the single candidate who is still raising a significant amount of money and leading all other Republican candidates by double to triple digits.
As you mentioned, Pearl, there have been other indictments of the former president. How do you think this latest indictment is different or would be different from those ones?
Well, we're hoping to hear more from the Department of Justice. So what we do know is that he has been indicted supposedly on four counts by a federal grand jury in the special counsel Jack Smith's investigation. And the counts are conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruction of an attempt to obstruct an official proceeding, and conspiracy against right. So what we're just waiting for now are the details from the Department of Justice. This has to do with the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol, according to the court documents. Trump's campaign is releasing a statement following the indictment. This is the response from President Trump's campaign. They are accusing the Biden administration of election interference, saying that this coming election of 2024 and what's happening to him is interference. He's calling it interference. Their statement said, quote, "This is nothing more than the latest corrupt chapter in the continued pathetic attempt by the Biden crime family and their weaponized Department of Justice to interfere with the 2024 presidential election, in which President Trump is the undisputed frontrunner and leading by substantial margins." That is a direct quote from the President Trump's campaign statement.
Pearl, thank you so much for your insight.
You're welcome.